It's Sunday. Sunday the 20th of December, 8 a.m. Early rise this morning. Heading off to don't know where. Just agreed yesterday that we'd get up early and get to early morning mass and then get away for a few hours to basically get out of the house more. These long dark nights, short days. And of course today is I would have said it was the second shortest day of the year, but it's not. It's approximately, if you like, the equally second longest, shortest day of the year. Because tomorrow's the shortest, and of course, Tuesday will be the equivalent of today. It's not as simple as that, I know, but this is as near an approximation. Can you say that a near is an approximation? Because an approximation is something that's just near, and you know, I don't know. Anyway, at this precise moment in time, the southern skies are bright, not sunlight bright, just bright. Just bright. And above me, I don't know. It's hard to tell at this point in time whether there's clouds or not. It's cold. There's a cold, cold breeze blowing, so I'm guessing that the skies are fairly clear at the moment. And my throat is croaky no matter how many sips of tea I take. Pardon me for coughing in your ears. Yes. So, slept pretty well last night. Had a decent night's sleep. Again, avoiding, or trying to avoid thoughts at this time of year. Oh, I thought I'd shut that door. It's closed now. I hear, you know, on particularly on Classic FM, all the carols and hymns being sung this time of the year. They're just not doing anything for me at all. In fact, I've got to the stage now that I'm trying to avoid them. Just another day to me, which is sad. It's a sad reflection on how I feel at this time of the year. But there you go. We feel as we feel. Yesterday we headed off down to the town of Llanfihangel. For a walkabout, walk along the high street. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful, beautiful little town. So historic as well, with the loch and the palace and loads of other stuff. Very historical little town. It also has one of the nicest high streets. Yeah, that you'll get around anywhere. But, so we went for a walk, and a coffee, and a beer. Again, to get out of the house for a bit. And we had a good, I'd say about Always well over 3 hours. Yes. Certainly enjoyed it. Walking hand in hand, weathering, talking. Same thing. Just enjoying being out for a bit. Someone said to me yesterday, no it wasn't, it was on Friday. Someone said to me on Friday that they suffered badly from a seasonal disorder. It's quite strange because I was in their company and had conversation for. I wouldn't say it was strange. I was in their company for about 3 hours. And they were their, what I would call their usual cheery, chatty self. And then out of the blue came, oh, you know I suffer from this. Sad. I thought to myself, how can you suffer from sad? Just so cheery and lively. And then it dawned on me, it's because they had company. They had someone to listen to their ramblings, their chat, their blather. Someone to bounce thoughts and ideas off you for a bit. And I don't know whether when I left their home, whether they slipped back into that sad, depressed mode. The thing is, really, we don't know what's going on in people's heads, don't we? In their lives, in their heads. We really don't. How do you even know what's going on in your loved one's head? At any time. I mean, obviously different if you're involved in conversation about something or doing something really nice together. But I mean, in general. How do I even know what goes through my wife's head in the morning or through the day when I'm not there? What's running through her head? She doesn't know what's running through my head. We only know so much, really, don't we? I mean, it's not a good thing to know everything anyway. I guess that's why maybe we're mostly self-centered, thinking about how we feel, how we are, and probably most of the time not really wanting to know what's going on in someone else's head because we've got far too much going on in our own. Who would want to know, really? Who would want to know what's going on in my head at any particular time of the day? Who would really want to know? That's what I should have emphasised. Who would really want to know? Would I really want to know what's going on in my wife's head through the day, or a close friend or family member? No! No, it just complicates matters, doesn't it? Knowing each other's thoughts.